He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello, everybody. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We have a special show for you tonight, and the reason that is because I have a device that's so unique that I decided to devote the whole show to this. It's called Universe to Go. And in a minute or two, I'm actually going to introduce, I'm fortunate that we have the inventor of this device on standby, on Skype, and he is in Cologne, Germany, and it's way after midnight, and Martin was kind enough to let me Skype him in after midnight to talk about the Universe to Go. So let's take a quick look at the webpage, because I'm sure you're wondering, what is this? Well, Universe to Go is a augmented reality tool to learn all about the sky, and it's on steroids, to be honest with you. Essentially, what you're going to do is you are going to take your smartphone and basically download the free app. Doesn't matter whether you have an Android phone or an iOS operating on Apple phone, doesn't really matter. And you're going to take your smartphone, and many times you don't even have to take it out of the case unless you have one of those big fat cases, but you're essentially going to lay this down, and we'll go through this in detail, and you're going to close the backup like so. At that point, you're going to turn this around, and you are going to be able to look into this, and you'll do a brief calibration. And essentially what you're doing is there's some concentric circles, and you'll move your head up, left, right, down. And when the circles all blend in, you're going to hold it for 2 seconds, and it locks on. Then your phone is going to actually talk to you and say, lock in your calibration, fine-tune this, move up, move left, move right. It tells you exactly what to do. The calibration is important because once it's calibrated, you're actually going to take this device and go outside, and you're going to look at the different stars, different constellations, and this is going to actually draw the diagram of what the star is, connect the stars, whatever it may be, the Big Dipper, and it will actually tell you about them. It's extremely accurate, and what a fun device this is. It comes with the strap that will hook on the back of this, and of course it's adjustable. It also comes with a very nice cloth bag, so you can kind of just throw the whole thing in, and an excellent book. It's really simple to set up. I will tell you that it's going to take you anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes to go through the calibration process. And you got to reorient your brain because, as I said, this is augmented reality. And your mind, your brain isn't used to dealing with this. It's different than virtual reality. So it's very simple to use. And this is a well-made device, no question about it. But it really is as simple as just laying your phone down. And what they did, that's very cleverly designed, they actually have foam pieces that you can break into corners or squares or whatever, kind of a frame type of thing, and you're able to put this in and make sure that your phone doesn't jiggle around, because obviously the calibration will be off. So essentially what you're going to do is, once you get this where you want it, you'll cut and bend or whatever you have to do these little foam pieces, so the next time you go to use your phone, because of course you don't want to leave it in here 24/7, it just plops in and you don't have to worry about anything, and it's really easy to, at that point, to recalibrate it. It's quite simple. So once your phone is laid down inside, it's just a matter of closing it, and they tell you to shake it. My phone's exactly in there. It's not moving left, right. It's exactly in there. You certainly want to turn up your volume control because it's going to talk to you. You also have the ability to run a headset through this and actually put it directly into your ears. So when you're walking around outside looking at the sky, it's not making a lot of noise. It's going right into your head. But that's up to you. I didn't put the headset in. The thing that I found out, it was so engaging that I'm walking and I'm tripping because I'm looking at the stars and I'm not paying attention to where I'm walking. So it does a great job. It's an excellent viewer. They also have what we'll call a shade here on the back part that actually opens up. And if you're calibrating this in your house and it's light, You can actually put this on and it will make things a little bit darker. So they have thought of everything, and it does a fantastic job. It also has another program. You have your choice between a planetarium, which will be outside, of course, the real world. And then it also has another basic app that you can use without going outside that will tell you all about the stars, the constellations, and the celestial heavens, if you will. This costs $100 US. You can actually purchase this on the website, which is universetogo.com. A lot of information is on there about this device. And I think what we'll do, for because it's just easier to do, is let's run the video that actually shows what this will do for you. So, Mike, whenever you're ready, you can let that roll.
The universe. It has always held a fascination for people. But who really knows his way around up there? Do you know where to find the constellation of Orion in the sky?
Orion is probably the most splendid constellation in our sky and can be seen, depending on the season, from every point on Earth.
Universe2Go offers hours of truly unique listening pleasure, full of facts and stories about the universe.
The childless old man, Hyrieus, had one day hosted the gods Zeus, Poseidon, and Hermes in the best way, and therefore got a wish as a thank you.
Using Universe2Go, you will see the real starry sky with an overlay of information. This makes Universe2Go really unique in the world. You will see stellar constellations, planets, and galaxies, and even the positions of comets and satellites.
The moon is the only celestial body that actually orbits the Earth, not like the sun and the other stars.
Universe2Go is not expensive, as it skillfully uses the technologies of your smartphone. Start your app, insert your smartphone into the gadget, and off you go. The ingeniously simple handling is controlled by movements of your head. That's why the smartphone can remain in the case. There are various modes that enable you to become familiar with the starry sky in various ways. In the deep sky mode, for instance, you will discover galaxies and stardust formations of overwhelming beauty.
This spiral galaxy appears like a huge vortex in space in the sky and is called M51.
Universe2Go will show you the stars, quite simply. Just try it. Order your personal planetarium now.
So as you can see, this is definitely a fun, interactive device, and I think what you're going to see, folks, is this is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to augmented reality. What's interesting about this from a technical standpoint of view is not only does it give you accurate visualization of what you're looking at, but the ability to turn left, right, up, down, and actually have the phone speak to you and lock in the controls, and you're controlling it based on your movement, is something quite unique when it's coupled with the ability to watch, to view. So it's kind of like a game, but it's not, no one's dying here, so I like that. But if you are interested or your kids are interested in astronomy, they will not put this down. It's that good. And I think this is extraordinary. It's really well made. For $99, you're gonna get a lot of fun out of this. I'd love to see libraries or colleges have these. What a cool thing. If you're going to get a book, you can, you know, instead of getting a book, you can actually take out your augmented reality, you know, stargazer and have a blast with that. So without further ado, let's go and meet Martin, the inventor of Universe2Go. Gadget Professor fans, I'm very excited. We have the inventor of this Universe2Go device with us. He is on Skype, and I'm going to bring him in right now. His name is Martin Newman, and I'll tell you a little bit about Martin. Martin received his PhD in quantum chemistry, not an easy thing to do, in 1994, and worked 12 years for the global company Bayer as a research systems developer, chief software architect, and innovation manager. In 2007, he left Bayer to found a smart home company, which he sold to his partner in 2011. We're dealing with a bright guy here, I can tell you that right now. In 2009, Martin founded InnoSpring. Together with his partners from Fraunhofer, academia, and business, InnoSpring develops new ideas with a special focus on human-machine interaction, Since 2012, he mainly focused on developing the world's first augmented reality see-through end consumer product, integrating hardware, software, and content into a ready-to-use appliance for exploring the night sky. Martin holds several patents and is also an author, a blogger, and currently a professor at the University of Applied Sciences in St. Augustine, Germany. Martin, thank you so much for bearing with us. Folks, it's after 12 o'clock midnight, and Martin's still smiling, and here he is with us. And Martin, I got to tell you, I see a lot of gadgets. I can't tell you how many I get a week. This one was pretty extraordinary, again, because of the functionality, the ease of use, and the content. And also, I have to tell you, unfortunately, price enters into the factoring here, and the price is fantastic. So this is very, very impressive. It's well made, and tell me all about it.
Oh, hello, Don. So thank you very much for having me on the show. So I'm so glad that you invited me to tell about it. So yes, Universe to Go is kind of my dream invention since I'm so I love astronomy since I was a child. And
really,
yes, and I've never thought about making it my profession, but with Universe to Go, actually in 2006 I had an idea bringing augmented reality to a telescope.
Oh,
so
really?
I built an augmented reality eyepiece for the telescope.
That actually works? You actually built that and it's functional?
It's a prototype, but I can tell you, in 2008, when I told people about augmented reality, everyone was, what's that?
right.
I was way, way, way too early. So I was very frustrated. But then again, in 2011, I thought, man, with all the smartphones, it's much better because there are only a few people having telescopes, but everyone has a smartphone and everyone's interested in astronomy and in the stars.
Yeah, that's the beauty of this. I mean, you can just put it on and go, and wherever you are, if you travel or whatever, everything just aligns nicely, and you look up at the stars, and I don't know what I'm looking at, but I do now.
Yes, and the way it works, it uses the smartphone. You put in the smartphone down here, because I realized, because with this other prototype for the telescope, it's very expensive. Now we have all the electronics, all the computing power, all the graphics in a device we already own, every one of us. So, and yeah, you look through it, and probably you don't see very much now. Yes, and I don't know if you can see it.
Yeah, we can see it perfectly fine, and we'll also have one here, and we'll go through its operation when I'm off the air with you. We'll actually pick up and go through work it through its paces.
Yeah, and actually, what I learned is people always now they are know a little bit about VR, or a lot about VR, and a little about AR, augmented reality. And when we show this on fairs or so, we first show the people that you can look through. Then we put on the cover, because on the day it's too bright, so you have to put on the cover to see it. So they have the VR experience when they look at through it. And then they, wow, because not so many people have an Oculus or an HTC Vive now. So the first wow effect is when you see the virtual image.
Oh, yeah.
But we explain, but the best thing about it is that you look in the night sky and you have a one-to-one overlay of the virtual image on the stars, on the night sky. And I can tell you, it really takes some time to sink in into people, because they are not used to it. Yeah. It's not like that. They don't understand it intellectually. So I understand
it
perfectly.
Well, you know, you're using parts of the brain that you typically don't use. And
it takes
an adjustment, literally, for your brain and your intellect. It's augmented reality, and it's not something that people deal with every day.
Yeah, and for some people get it in some seconds, but some in 2 minutes or so. And then they get this, wow, then I see both the stars and the images. Yes. So, and yeah, because we are not used to it. It's not like we don't understand it from our intellect, but we don't get it in the first time. And it's really always fascinating for me to see it when people get the second wow effect. Oh, that's new.
You know, it's an interesting topic because, as you said, you know, the human being has not experienced a lot of either virtual reality or augmented reality. Augmented is even, I think, a little bit more difficult to understand than virtual, because virtual reality, you're actually creating the environment and you're kind of used to being in that environment.
Yeah.
Whereas
yeah.
augmented, it's a different type of, quote, reality, and your brain's got to get around it. When I first put this on and went outside with it, for the first, I don't know, 10 seconds, I wasn't dizzy, but I was disoriented. I'm just not used to using this device. And then all of a sudden, like you said, whoa, look at that. It's awesome. And it really was. It really was a great experience. I mean, I could see these put in use, in, as I said, in libraries. What a great thing to go to your library and check this out. And you can have a blast with this, particularly in the Arizona sky. It's fantastic. But I could see this in schools, universities. If you're a home enthusiast and you like astronomy, you just can't find anything more functional and interesting than this. It's quite an invention. It really is.
Yeah. And there's a lot of apps out there. Apps, sort of star map apps, I call them, that you hold onto the sky.
Yes.
And they show you also an image of the night sky. But there, you only, for example, you only have a very small field of view. It's only about, even if you put it on very close, it's only about 15 degrees, and with universal view you get 50 degrees, so it's more than three times bigger.
Wow.
Than only the smartphone, because of the the magnification of the optics. And the second thing is, you don't see so much on the surface, but there's a smartphone sensors. It has a lot of sensors, but they are really very, very bad. And I had to put in a lot of my, so to say, of this technical scientific algorithms into it to get the sensors working and to be accurate enough so that if you're looking at a star, it identifies the star. It's not perfect. It's right. About 90 to 95%.
That's pretty good.
Reliable. But what's more, since you have a one-to-one overlay, you easily recognize when the device is wrong. You say, okay, it's not so right. So you just and try another star, and then he gets it right. So sometimes it's a little bit off, about 10%. And what I love very much is you have over 3 hours of audio, because in the night sky, if you're really, I love it. Maybe I love a quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson. Maybe I can read it. So he said, if the stars should appear one night in 1,000 years, how could man believe and adore and preserve for many generations the remembrance of the city of God, which have been shown?
It's pretty fascinating.
And this is because stars, it's not only for the intellect and for getting information, but you always want to experience it. So therefore, Universe to Go is talking. It's showing a little bit information for the eyes. Yeah, you get a visual information, but then you always get more information through the ears, so you can really enjoy the night sky.
It's a combination like learning anything. It's, you know, hearing, seeing, and talking. That's what makes a learning experience, you know, 100%, if you will.
Mm-hmm. And the last but not least thing is you have 3D. So you have different images for the left and the right eye. So you have to do a little calibration for your eye distance, and you have 3D. In ancient times, they thought about the night sky. The sky, the stars are always all fixed to one sphere. Only one sphere, and that's the impression we have. They are on. The stars are flat on a flat surface, right. on a sphere surface.
You mean the world's not flat?
They have a depth. So if you see, for example, the Big Dipper, the stars are not on a one layer, but they are one is very much further away than the front stars. And you get some 3D and some depth impression. So we get, you really experience that the stars not only have 2D, but are 3D also.
That's a fascinating device. I have a couple quick questions for you. I know it's late, and again, I don't want to keep you up all night, but one question was, how long did it take you to get the database for all the information, for all the stars, the constellations, all the data that's in here? I mean, it's so robust.
Yes, so it contains about the complete Hipparchus catalog, which is about 120,000 stars, and the NGC catalog about 7,000 nebula. So actually, this catalogs and this data is readily available on the internet on different sites from NASA, for example, from JPL, from ESA, and so. So, but yeah, you always have to compile it. So you have to, because it's not ready to use for universe to go. I really have to reformat and select.
I can only imagine. Well, fortunately there's not going to be a lot of updates, though.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, and we are working on a new function which is more goes more into a more. Experience of the solar systems, so you can travel to the sun and to the planets Venus, Mars, and Saturn and Pluto, which is not a planet yet, but still, I love it.
That's great. Now the other question is, you have a PhD in chemistry. I would expect to see it in astronomy.
I have a PhD in chemistry, but quantum chemistry is computer chemistry. You're always working on the computer there and programming. Okay. And that's what I'm doing for 30 years now. It's doing computer programs.
Martin, this is the first step, I'm sure. What do you got? I know you have more ideas. What's coming up in the future? 2-3 years from now, what are you working on? Can you tell us?
Yes, it's secret actually, but I've still some project.
We won't tell anybody. Only the people that watch the Gadget Professor show will keep it a secret.
Yes, a student will in the winter in the coming semester, a student will do a little project on augmented reality on a cheap, very cheap augmented reality device. I have an idea. So actually, my dream is to start a community. Because now it's with Microsoft HoloLens or Google Glass, $3,000, it's not everyone can buy one. So we have some plans to do it very cheap so that every, like, in I'm a maker as well. Wow. And so anyone can maybe build a very cheap device for maybe $80 to $100.
We'll use the word inexpensive, not cheap. Inexpensive device. Affordable.
Affordable. That's great. Affordable. Yeah, and let's see what can be started there. So I'm very excited about that little project, but you never know. Sometimes the seed is very small, but then it grows.
Yeah. Great. Well, Martin, thank you so much for staying up so late at night. I apologize. Our time difference is so huge, but I really appreciate and enjoyed having you on. And will you come back and join us sometime again on the Gadget Professor Show?
Yeah, I would be glad to do so, Don. So thank you very much for having me on your show, and I really enjoyed it very much.
It's my pleasure, and we all enjoyed hearing from you. Thank you so much, and we'll be talking to you soon. Thank you, Martin.
Thank you.
Well, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I certainly enjoyed bringing it to you. I loved getting a demo of this and speaking with Martin. What a bright guy. A lot of fun, and again, if you have kids, they will love this. You will love this. All right, we'll see everybody next week. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests,
call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who express them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.